Last week on Daybreak Asia, we brought you a series of reports on the use of tunnels in ongoing conflicts, comparing underground passages built by Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip to those dug by North Korea to attack or defend against the South. Today, we look at new revelations from China that cross-border tunnels also have been discovered on opposite sides of its vast territory. Beijing's state-controlled People's Daily newspaper sent out a tweet last week saying a Chinese satellite recently spotted the tunnels along the borders of the western China's Xinjiang region and along eastern China's boundary with North Korea. A journalist at the online news magazine The Diplomat spotted that tweet and decided to investigate. Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin followed up and spoke with Shannon Tiezi and asked her whether Chinese state media have released any photos of the tunnels.
They've only written about them, and it's actually a very bizarre story. China's National Space Administration was the one that broke this story, and it seemed like they were more interested in highlighting the satellite, Galfan-1, that actually took the photos of these tunnels than they were in talking about the tunnels. So for the National Space Administration, this was a way to kind of brag about the success of China's first high-definition Earth observation satellite, which went up last year. But later, some of the claims that they made, including in particular that Galfan-1 had discovered illegal marijuana and poppy fields, were refuted by another Chinese organization, the Chinese Ministry of Public Security. So then the National Space Administration took down the story. So it's no longer available, although it was originally picked up by China's official state-owned media, which tends to be a legitimizing factor.
What can we deduce from the details that have come out in Chinese state media about the general locations of these tunnels?
So the details are very vague. They mentioned that there were dozens of tunnels. We don't even have an exact number, located in northwestern Xinjiang, and then other tunnels located on the North Korea border. There's no indication what the split is, if it's about half and half located in each, or if there's more in Xinjiang or more in North Korea. There is no indication of where along the border these tunnels were located, which is particularly important in the case of Xinjiang, which borders a multitude of countries, including Pakistan and Afghanistan, which might be more concerning for the Chinese government. It seems like if the tunnels are specifically in northwest Xinjiang, that the Kazakhstan-Kyrgyzstan border would be the most likely endpoint, but we don't have concrete details on this.
In your article, you said that Chinese media have linked the tunnels to reports about illegal border crossings on the China-North Korea border, as well as Uyghur militant and terrorist groups that travel to foreign countries for training. Could you elaborate a little bit on that? How exactly were those linkages made?
So the original National Space Administration report made absolutely no mention of what these tunnels might be used for. It simply said that they existed. When China's official state-run media picked up the story, they fleshed it out with a little more detail, and they didn't specifically say that these tunnels were definitely being used for those purposes, but they mentioned that those were two of the Chinese government's major concerns when it comes to cross-border activity in Xinjiang and North Korea, which implies that the government is concerned these tunnels might be used for those activities, but they're not entirely sure at this point.
Mm-hmm. What is known about the Uyghur refugee communities in the countries bordering Xinjiang? Because it seems like there could be a flow of Uyghur refugees through tunnels, perhaps, into those neighboring countries.
Right. So the Uyghur populations in countries like Kazakhstan is really split into two different factions. There's the ethnic Uyghurs who have lived in Kazakhstan for decades, and then there are Uyghurs from China who have escaped and are trying to make their home in Kazakhstan, presumably because they felt like they were being repressed due to Chinese government policies in their homeland of Xinjiang. And China often puts demands on countries that accept Uyghur refugees to try to repatriate them. They don't seem to like these Uyghurs leaving the country without permission and often try to have them brought back into China, where human rights groups say that they're often mistreated, illegally detained, and things like that. Most of the Central Asian countries seem more willing to give in to China demands and repatriate the Uyghurs, which might be an indication of why these tunnels could potentially be used, because they feel that normal border crossing channels have become too risky for use by people who are defecting from China.
Moving on to North Korea, what do we know about how North Korean refugees or defectors typically sneak into China? Because we do know that many of them do try to get into China. I was looking at a map of the Chinese-North Korean border, and most of it looks like a river. So I was wondering, could you actually have tunnels get across that kind of border, or would the tunnels actually be on one side of the river or the other, perhaps going under, you know, a border post to try to get around those border controls?
Mm-hmm. What's interesting about the reports of North Korea border tunnels is that, according to reports from North Korean defectors who made it into China and then into other countries, the border is not particularly well patrolled between China and North Korea. There are certain spots that are kind of known amongst North Korean communities and those get passed along through word of mouth, where the Yalu River is shallow in places, where there's not a lot of border patrols. And it seems like most people who really want to leave can simply walk across the border if they know where to do it. So these tunnels are interesting because it doesn't seem like there's a huge need for them from what other defectors who've made the journey have said.
And what does that suggest to you about other uses for such tunnels?
To me, it suggests that rather than being used by refugees who seem to have other ways of leaving the country, these might actually be used for smuggling. It's one thing for a person to kind of slip across a shallow part of the river and cross the border that way, but North Korea is also a fairly prolific drug trafficking country, especially of synthetic drugs. So if they are sneaking large quantities of drugs or other contraband across the border into China, they would need to have a way to do that that's not involving them running through the forest and trying to avoid a border patrol. So that might be what these tunnels were built for, to provide an easier, more consistent way to get goods across the border.
Shannon Tiezi, a Washington-based associate editor for The Diplomat, speaking with Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin.